be seated.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
So, now kneel down and pray in one accord.
求主耶稣继续带领我们下午的聚会。
And ask Lord Jesus to guide our afternoon service.
愿他的圣灵亲自带领，让我们能够讲明圣经的真理。
May His Holy Spirit personally guide us so we could speak clear of the Bible truth.
让我们的信心有根有基。
And that our faith has a root and foundation.
能够迈向天国的道路。
And so that we could continue forward on to heaven.
一起对焦祷告。
So kneel down and pray.
继续看《使徒行传》第二章。
And thank God, let's continue to read Acts chapter 2.
第二章，这个是圣灵降临以后，十二个使徒所证实、所见证主耶稣的道理。
And this is when after the Holy Spirit comes and the 12 apostles, they were testifying the words of the Lord.
我们今天早上集中在31节、32节。
And this morning we're focusing on verse 31 and 32.
就是主耶稣出生前的大卫王，一千年前的大卫王。预言就是基督会复活。
And that this is before the birth of Christ, that King David prophesied that there will be a resurrection after death.
他说主耶稣的灵魂不撇在阴间。
And that he was not abandoned in Hades.
And 肉身不会朽坏。
And that his body sees decay.
十二个使徒用这个来引证，证明主耶稣死里复活。
And the 12 disciples used this passage as a fact of the resurrection from the Lord.
也告诉我们信主的人也会死里复活。
And also tells us that the believers will resurrect after we died.
我们信主了永远不死。
And after we believe, we will never die.
这是一个很重要的主耶稣的死里复活的真理。
And this is an important truth regarding the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天下午再看另外一件事情。
And so this afternoon we will be studying another fact.
三十节，二章三十节。
And chapter 2, verse 30.
大卫既是先知，又晓得神向他发启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上。我们今下午就来讲这一节圣经。
And verse 30, but he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. This afternoon we'll be talking about this verse.
他神诚心向他启示过，应许过。
And God has promised and also revealed to him
从大卫的后裔要兴起一位坐他宝座的。
And that he would place one of his descendants on his throne.
大卫有很多儿子。
And David has many sons.
后来他的儿子所罗门王接续他的王位。
And that one of his sons, King Solomon, took over his status as king.
他死后所罗门王做王。
And after David passed on, King Solomon became the king of Israel.
所罗门王的儿子罗伯安。
And Solomon's son, Rehoboam.
因为他没有智慧，不会处理国家大事，结果一个国家变成两个国家，分裂了。
And because he lacks wisdom, he doesn't know how to handle the kingdom's matters, so the land was separated into two.
年轻的这个国王不采纳年老的人的智慧，只采纳他自己童年的青年，结果国家一个国家变成两个国家。
And because the young king would not adhere to the wisdom of the elderly, and he wanted to control the kingdom based on his own knowledge, the one kingdom was split into two.
后来这个北朝以色列国，南朝犹大。
And so the northern part was Israel, and the southern part was Judah.
那大卫的子孙就在南朝的犹大。
And so the descendants of David resides in the southern kingdom.
经过了好多子孙，经过了好多的王。
And after going through many generations and many kings.
大概四百年以后，他们这个国家，包括以色列国的北边以色列国早就灭亡了，南边的这个国家 也被巴比伦灭亡。
And after 400 years later, that the northern Israel kingdom has perished, and the southern part of the kingdom was perished as well by Babylon.
所以以色列国的列王啊的国王啊，国王的时代已经就没有了。
And so Israel was left in a state of no kings.
这在离现在差不多2500年前的事。
And this was about 2,500 years ago from today.
但是神应许发誓给大卫有一个后裔要做这个王。
But God had promised David that one of his descendants will be on a throne as king.
到底是谁呢？
And who is this person?
从我们肉身来看，已经没有这个王了。
And from the flesh point of view, there's no kings.
因为从那个时候起到今天，以色列国都没有一个王。
Because from that time on till today, the land of Israel does not have a king.
首先我们来看神为什么应许发誓这件事情呢？
And so first we should look at why the how come God had promised him this fact.
为什么神没有跟人类其他的人讲过这句话呢？
And how come God would not tell anybody else on the earth?
因为这个大卫是敬畏神的人。
Because David was a man that fears God.
他明白神的心意。
And he understand the heart of God.
他一生啊，就是为了神而活。
And throughout his life, he lived for God.
不管他是在做牧羊童的时候。
And doesn't matter whether he was a shepherd during his childhood.
后来在逃亡的时候。
Or when he was fleeing.
被扫罗王追杀的时候。
And when he was being pursued by King Saul.
后来他做国王了。
And then he became king himself.
他三十岁做王。
And he came to reign at the age of 30 years old.
做了四十年的王。
And he was a king for 40 years.
当然他也做过错事。
And of course he have done many mistakes.
但是他一心是向往这个神。
He strived towards God.
不管他做了什么事。
No matter what he has done.
做好事荣耀神。
And he done many good things to glorify God.
别人没有想到了，他已经想到怎么样去荣耀神。
And things that people would not think of, and he thought of how to glorify God.
他犯罪了。
And when he committed sins,
他还是要求神原谅他，荣耀他。
And he asked God for forgiveness.
这是一个人很特别的。
And this is a very special person.
神知道人的心。
And God knows men's hearts.
人看人的外表。
And men will see the outer appearance of other men.
我们可以从大卫王身上学到很多东西。
And we could learn many good things from King David.
我们今天要走天国路吗？
Are we going to walk on a pathway to heaven?
我们要有大卫王的心。
So we should have a heart of King David.
神为什么祝福大卫那么大的祝福？
How come God blessed David so much?
到底是大卫做了什么事？
And what was the reason for that?
我们看撒母耳记下第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
我们大概很多弟兄姊妹都知道这个故事。
And I'm sure many of us know this story.
大卫王已经做王了。
And at this time, David became king already.
他统治的附近的国家都被他统治了。
And he rules many kingdoms surrounding Israel.
他住在王宫里面很舒服。
And he lives in the palace very comfortably.
撒母耳记下第七章讲他睡不着觉。
And 2 Samuel chapter 7 records that he was couldn't sleep.
为什么事情让他不能睡觉呢？
And what was the things that caused him amnesia? Caused him not to sleep.
很多人受神祝福以后睡觉睡得好好的。
And many people that are blessed by God, they sleep very well.
哇，赚大钱，身体健康。
And they make a lot of money and they're healthy.
我们家里都大大小小都好。
And everybody in the family is quite well.
这种人他不会再想到神的事了。
And this type of people would not think about godly things.
不会想说再怎么样再荣耀神。
And they would not think about how to glorify God.
就是来聚会就是了。
And they want to come to service.
我们如果是大卫王。
If we're King David,
我们大概就是王宫里面舒舒服服的住就好了嘛。
And maybe we could live very comfortably in a palace.
但是他为什么睡不着？
And how come he was sleepless?
他就是跟先知讲。
And he was telling the prophet.
我住在王宫里面。
I live in a palace.
但是神的约柜在帐篷里面啊。
But the ark of God was in their tent.
我怎么能睡得着？
And how can I fall asleep?
睡在那么漂亮的王宫里面啊。
And I sleep in a very beautiful palace.
神的殿在帐篷，那么简单的一个布的帐篷里面，你睡得着啊？
And God's ark was in a very simple tent. And how can I sleep?
很多人睡得着啊。
And I'm pretty sure many people are able to sleep.
自己也很富有。
Because you're very wealthy.
教会怎么样？没有关系啊。
And whatever happens to church is none of my business.
我只是礼拜六来聚会而已啊。
And all I need to do is come to church for service on Saturdays.
中午还有饭吃啊。
And I have a very sumptuous lunch.
但是一个合神心意的人不一样啊。
And a person that's doing according to the will of God is different.
他常常想要荣耀这个看不见的神。
And he constantly thinks of ways to glorify the God that he cannot see.
他做王啊。
He was a king.
他舒舒服服睡觉就好，干嘛那么晚上睡不着，就自找麻烦嘛。
And he could sleep very comfortably in the palace, and how come he cannot sleep?
他知道神的帐幕，神的约柜啊，约柜是神同在的地方，神同在的地方。在帐篷里面，我怎么睡得着啊？
And he understands that ark is an item that God is with all the time, and the ark is in the tent, so I cannot sleep.
今天他能够做王，他知道是神使他做王的。
Today he was a king because he knows that God had helped him to be king.
这个人有良心啊。
And he was a man with conscience.
人家对我好，我不会忘记的。
If somebody treats me well, I'm not going to forget.
终身不会忘记。
I would never forget in this lifetime.
有的人啊，痛苦的时候，哎呀，帮忙啊，帮忙啊。
And some people, when they are suffering or they are in pain, they would ask for help.
主耶稣啊，祷告啊，给我一个工作啊。
And they would pray to Lord Jesus, please give me a job.
把我病医好。
Please heal my sickness.
得到工作了，医好了，就不来教会了。
And after they get they gotten their job or their disease was healed, they wouldn't stop coming to church.
你想神会继续跟他这种人在一起吗？
And do you think that God would go along with a person like this?
你想他神会祝福他吗？
Would you think that God would bless him?
他都不在心神的心上，怎么会？他都不把神放在心上，神怎么会跟他在一起呢？
And he does not place God in his heart. Why would God be with him?
我们被神祝福的人，
and the people like us that's being blessed by God.
要想一想，我是今天怎么有这个福气？
And we should think about how should we come about this blessing.
我今天怎么会有今天的时候？
And how come we come to a state of as I am now?
是神帮助我。
It's because that God has helped me.
永远不要忘记。
Do not never forget.
尽力去追求。荣耀神啊！
You should try very hard to try to glorify God.
尽力往荣耀神这件工作上去荣耀他。
And you should try hard to do different work to try to glorify God.
大卫犯了大罪，没有错。
And David has committed a deadly sin.
但是他这个心一生没有改变。
But his heart was never changed.
没有做到犯罪，大大的使人的荣耀被亵渎。
And he basically did not let God's glory be blasphemous.
哦，那但是呢，他有这个心呐。
But he has this heart.
哎，他告诉这个先知。
And he spoke to the prophet.
先知说：“好啊，你赶快建呐。”
And so the prophet agreed and said, "Please build this temple."
哎，等一下，过不久啊，神马上就跟先知讲，回去跟大卫讲，不准他建。
And not long after, God told the prophet to go back to tell David and warn him not to build the temple.
当然有很多的原因啊。
Of course, there are many reasons behind that.
后来他也知道他杀人他太多了，神不要让他建。
And because he knew that he has killed many people, so God does not want him to build the temple.
神要他的儿子所罗门王啊，去建这个圣殿。
And God wanted his son, King Solomon, to build the temple for him.
因为所罗门王是和平的君。
And because he's a king of peace.
神要和平的君建这个物质的这个神的殿给他。
And God wanted the king of peace to build this physical temple for him.
如果我们是，我们一定很灰心啊，很失望。
And if it's us, we will probably be very disappointed.
我要去服侍神啊。
I wanted to serve the Lord.
我要在教会做这个啊。
I wanted to do holy work in church.
奇怪，这些职务会的人怎么不叫我做
？And how come these people from religious affairs would not let me do anything?
很失望啊。
And rather disappointing.
神说不准你建，哎呦，这是不是很失望吗
？And God says that you cannot build this temple, so he will be definitely disappointed.
神就告诉他。
And so God had told him.
我要叫你的后裔。
I would tell your descendant, King Solomon, to build this temple for me.
我们看撒母耳记下第七章。
And let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
你受束满足与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。这句话是对，所罗门王讲的。
And when your days are over, you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you. So this was talking about King Solomon.
我们看十三节，注意看十三节。
Let's focus on verse 13.
他就是所他的后裔，指所罗门王。他为必为我的名建造殿宇。在下面这句，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。这两句话，我们要仔细看。
And he is the one who will build a house for my name, and he here is referring to King Solomon, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. So we should focus and pay attention very closely to these two verses.
第十三节的上半句，我们从表面上看是知道所罗门王，大卫王的儿子。
And so the first part of verse 13, we know that on the surface, this is talking about the son of David, which is King Solomon.
第二句话。
And the second part.
我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
神要坚定所罗门王的国位，我们可以了解。
And God will establish the throne of Solomon's kingdom, we can understand that.
直到永远。
Until forever.
所罗门早就死了。
And King Solomon has died.
1400年前就死了。
About 1400 years ago, he died. He died.
应该是差不多快三千年前了。
And it's actually about 2000 or 3000 years ago.
这句话不通啊。
And so that this passage will not make sense.
那我们再看看第十六节，七章十六节。
Verse 16, chapter 7, verse 16.
他，你的家，你的国，必在我的面前永远坚立，你的国位必坚定直到永远。
Your house and your kingdom will endure forever. Before me, your throne will be established forever.
你的国度。
And your kingdom.
你的国位。
And your throne.
要直到神要坚定直到永远。
Will be established forever.
两个事情
and these are two things.
一个是国位
one is the throne
第二个是国度
and the other one is the kingdom
要直到永远
and they will last eternally
这个历史来看早就 不成立啊
and from a history point of view this would not make any sense
因为大卫的子孙的国度早就没有了
and because all the descendants and his kingdom has already been gone.
大卫的祖孙也没有一个人继续做王啊。
And there's no descendants of David has continued to be king.
到底在讲什么？
And what is this referring to?
到了使徒行传，刚才我们读了，大卫已经看明了，基督要做王。
And that what we read in Acts chapter 2 that David was very clear about the fact that Christ will reign as king.
彼得十二个使徒说，大卫已经看到了。主耶稣要做王，而且他的国度没有穷尽。
And Peter and the 12 disciples have seen it very clearly that Lord Jesus will be the king and his kingdom will be limitless.
这个是让我们很难去了解的了。
And this is very hard and difficult for us to understand.
这圣经到了。使徒行传彼得得到圣灵启示又讲出来了。
And when the Bible was written up to the book of Acts, and Peter was revealed by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们今天只看使徒撒母耳记下第七章，我们一定不会想到这件事情。
If we only read 2 Samuel chapter 7 today, we will never understand this fact.
这就是属灵的人跟属血气的人 最大的区别。
And this is a vast difference between somebody that's spiritual and somebody that's physical.
这本圣经很多人在看。
And many people read the Bible today.
到底有几个人看得懂呢？
And how many people actually understands what the Bible?
看得懂的意思是看得明白神的旨意。
And what it means to understand is to understand God's will.
只有圣灵启示的那个人才看得懂啊。
And only the ones that was revealed by the Holy Spirit will understand the Bible.
感谢神啊。
And thank God.
神的灵在我们当中。
And God's Spirit is among us.
神带领我们解释圣经。
And God has guided us to explain the Bible.
以圣经解释圣经。
And so we're using Bible to explain Bible.
这样的坚定我们的信心。
And this will strengthen our faith.
这个大卫啊，十八节以下，就讲啊，他非常感谢神。
And David from verse 18 and on saying that he thanks the Lord.
他说我是谁？
And he says, who am I?
我的家是谁？
And who is my household?
我是一个牧羊童。
I am a child shepherd.
我是没有家世，是默默无闻的。
And I'm from a family that's unknown.
我今天做了王。
And I became the king.
神还要祝福我的后裔。
And God want to bless my descendants.
直到永远。
Forever.
他非常感谢神。
And he thanked God dearly for that.
他这样子感谢神。
And he give praise and thanks God.
神没有叫他建圣殿。
And God did not allow him to build a temple.
他没有失望。
He wasn't disappointed.
因为他明白神的应许。
Because he understands the promise of God.
神没有允许他建那个建 他在活的时候有生之年活的时候建神的殿。
And he wasn't granted permission during his lifetime to build the temple of God.
他没有因为建殿这件事情使成为他自己的功劳。
And he did not give himself credit for building the temple.
神把他这个功劳给他的儿子。
And God gave the credit to his son.
很多人没有办法这样做。
And many people would not be able to withstand that.
在教会里面啊，很难的事情啊，就是争名分了啊，争名分。
And one of the most difficult things in church is that you're always fighting for titleship.
这很多是人的问题。
And this a common problem among men.
因为教会里面金钱啊，其他方面啊，根本很少。
And because in church we don't have many money issues.
我们得到感。我们得到激励以后，就想要为神发光做事。
And once we have the ability, we want to shine the light for God, and we want to work.
但是我们要很谨慎。
But we have to be very careful.
以神为中心。
And we have to see God as the center point.
不是为了做圣工而做啊。
And not only to do holy work, and we want to do.
更不是为了我自己而做。
And especially not.I'm not doing this for myself.
神没有安排我做这个工作，我就不要去做。不是说不要去做，我就不要去抢着做。
If God didn't arrange me to do this work, I would not fight for it to do it.
大卫明白啊。
And David understands.
他是王啊。
He is the king.
全国的财产都在他手上啊。
And he holds all the wealth to the nation.
他要建立这个建圣殿有什么问题呢？
And how, why would it be a problem for him to build a
temple? 他王宫都建得那么漂亮了，那难道建圣殿建不起来吗？
And he builds a very beautiful palace, and he would definitely be able to build a temple.
最重要是他的心啊。
And, but the most important part is his heart.
为什么他不敢做？
And why wasn't he daring to do that?
因为神叫他不能做。
Because he was instructed by God not to do it.
他有能力做。
He has the ability to do it.
但神叫他不要做。
But God told him not to.
他就不敢做。
And so he did not want to participate.
不但是不敢做，还荣耀神，感谢神。
And not only did he was feared not to do it, he glorified God at the same time.
神应许他的后裔。
God has issued promise to his descendants.
有一位要永远做王。
And there was one that's going to be king forever.
永远他的国度永直到永远。
And his kingdom will last forever.
那是他看不到的。
And this is something that wasn't seen by him.
那个是他死以后的事情。
And this is after his death.
每个人都是注重死以前的事啊，我看得到的事啊。
And everyone cares about what happens during life, not after death.
只有属灵的人才重视那是我死以后的事。
only people that spiritual would care about things after death.
我们看得出来大卫王的灵性有多高。
And we could see how high his spirituality.
他可以说我如果自私一点，我建了圣殿。
And he could be very selfish and says, I will build this temple.
因为以后的人都说神的圣殿是大卫做的，是大卫的圣殿。
And because everyone after later on would call this temple the temple of the house of David.
今天我们怎么讲那个圣殿呢？
And what we call that temple today?
所罗门王的圣殿不是大卫的圣殿。
The temple of Solomon instead of the temple of David.
我们求神让我们看出来这一点啊。
And let's ask God to let us see this very clearly.
圣经为什么说大卫是合神心意的人？
And why does the Bible call David somebody that does the will of God?
他真的全心全意地遵从神的旨意啊。
Because he followed God's instruction and will to the fullest extent.
神为什么祝福他？他的后裔要生救主耶稣呢？
And why was he blessed by God that his descendants will reign as king?
因为他全心全意要荣耀这个真神啊。
Because he wants to glorify and serve the Lord.
连神不要让他建圣殿，他也完全的顺服，完全的感谢。
When he was not allowed to build the temple, he gave complete and full thanks to God.
但是事实上我们知道了。
And actually, we know about this.
所罗门王建的圣殿材料谁准备的？
And the materials that was prepared, who prepared the material that King Solomon used to build the temple?
所罗门王建的圣殿那个设计是谁写的？
And who was the architect of the temple when King Solomon built it?
这是大卫讲。
And it was David.
而且是大卫做的。
And this was all done by David.
在他死以前
before he died,
他把自己的钱全部掏出来了。
And he took out all the money that he has.
把他国王自己的钱拿出来。
And he took out his money from the king.
跟大臣讲。
And he told his servants,
我把这些捐出来，给我儿子建圣殿。
I will donate these monies to my son to build the temple.
所以全国的人都捐募捐啊。
And so everybody they had an offering throughout the nation.
捐的太多了，所以叫大家不要捐了。
And they collected so much money, so they asked everyone to stop donating.
是大卫有那个心准备那个材料。
And so David has the heart to prepare the materials.
然后呢
？And
他说，神告诉我这个圣殿里面的所有的细节的设计。
And God has specified different specs and designs within the temple.
然后告诉他儿子。
And he tells it to Solomon.
这是神告诉我的。
This is what God has told me.
你要照样去做。
You have to follow suit.
虽然他不能够得到建圣殿的荣耀。
Although he wasn't able to gain the glory of building the temple.
但是他没有缺少荣耀神的心啊。
But he was not lacking a heart that wants to glorify God.
他在没有建圣殿没关系，我准备材料吧。
And he says, if I cannot build a temple, it's okay. I'll prepare the construction materials.
没有办法做这个圣工，可以吧？我做别的吧。
If I can't do this holy work, I could do something else.
这个用别的圣工来帮助原来我想做的圣工。
And I will use other holy work to assist in the holy work I want to participate.
我没有被教会指派说，负责这件事。
And I wasn't assigned by the church to oversee this project.
本来这件事是我的想法。
And actually, this idea came from me.
但是后来没有叫我做。
But I wasn't assigned to do it.
我不会说不去做。
And I would not leave it alone.
如果那负责人叫我帮忙，我全力的帮忙啊。
And if the board member asked me for my help, I would help fully.
我从旁边间接的来帮忙。
And I would coordinate and provide assistance from the side.
没有人看见你的工作。
And nobody would see your work.
没有人重视大卫为所罗门王准备那么多材料。
And nobody really care about the work that David has done to prepare the material for his son.
人没有去重视。
And man does not care about that.
神重视啊。
But God cares.
神大大的祝福。
So God blessed David gratefully.
这就是所罗门王啊，这就是大卫王啊的后裔，将来要有一位成要被要要神要叫他做王位，然后他的国度直到永远。
So this is why that one of the descendants of David will become king.
我们来看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter
1. 神对大卫讲这个话以后，一千年以后，超一千年以后才实现。
And after God has spoken this to David, 1,000 years later, this has happened.
我们来看路加福音第一章。
And Luke chapter 1.
31节。
Verse 31.
天使对主耶稣的肉身母亲讲的话。
And the angel said to the mother of Jesus, the physical mother of Jesus.
一章三十一节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 31.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。三十二节。
32.
他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他。三十三节。
33.
他要做雅各的家的王，直到永远。他的国也没有穷尽。圣经十二摩尔记下第七章 的神给大卫讲的应许实现了，在路加福音第一章实现。
And so whatever that was spoken in 2 Samuel chapter 7 has revealed, has fulfilled here.
就是道成肉身的耶稣。
And Jesus that was born into flesh.
他要坐在他的祖先大卫的王位上。
And he will be sitting on the throne of his ancestor David.
33节。
And verse 33.
他要做雅各，雅各就是以色列，就是神的选民，神的选民的王，直到永远。
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. Jacob is the land of Israel.
啊，直到永远。
And his kingdom will never end.
他的国也没有穷尽啊。
And the kingdom will never end.
啊，这就是圣经里面的实现。
And this is a fact that has happened in the Bible.
就主耶稣啊，这个来到世上。
And Lord Jesus came onto the world.
来救人。
And to save people.
他本身就是福音。
And he himself is the gospel.
因为要救人。
Because he wants to save men.
罗马书说他有两个身份。
And the book of Romans says that he has two different titles.
他有从人来看的一个身份。
And he has a title from man's perspective.
他另外一个身份是从圣灵来看，属灵的角度来看。
And another title is from Holy Spirit, a spiritual perspective.
看罗马书第一章。
Turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第三节跟第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
罗马书一章三节四节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
一章三节。论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，若按肉体说，是从大卫的后裔生的。第四节，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明神的儿子。我们两个礼拜前有提到这个神的儿子是从圣灵的角度来看的。
And 2 weeks ago we talked about the Son of God was actually from Holy Spirit's perspective.
因为他死里复活。
And because he was resurrected from the dead.
因为这是神的大能。
And it was the power, mighty power of God.
但是从肉体来讲。
And but from a flesh point of view.
是大卫的后裔。
And this, he was the descendant of David.
这就把圣经的话连起来了。
And so the Bible's words was being connected.
我们再来看使徒行传。
And let's turn back to the book of Acts.
第三章。
Chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章二十二节到二十三节。
Acts chapter 13.
二十二节到二十三节。
Verse 22 and 23.
这是保罗在传福音所讲的话。
And this is something that Paul has said during his preaching.
十三章二十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 22.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。二十三节。
23.
从这人的后裔，神已经照着所应许的，为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。这个把它连起来就看出来了。
And so if you connect this, then you would have a full understanding.
这个耶稣就是神从大卫的后裔里面选的那个人了。
And so Jesus was the chosen one from the descendants of David.
他永远做王。
And he will reign as king forever.
他的国度有没有止境。
And his kingdom is without limit.
更重要，他是救主。
And most importantly, he is the savior.
哎，那么主耶稣的是永远作王，又是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean that Lord Jesus will reign as king forever?
主耶稣的国度永远没有穷尽，又是什么意思呢？
And his kingdom is without limit. What does that mean?
当然不是指肉属肉的了。
And of course, this is not flesh.
很多人没有办法了解。
And many people would not understand.
主耶稣的门徒跟从主耶稣的时候。
And when the disciples followed Jesus.
他们也还是觉得说主耶稣要做国王啊。
And they feel that Jesus will be king.
有好几次啊，他们的十二个门徒当中啊，就争起来了。
And so many times that they had arguments among the disciples.
他争什么
？And what are they?Fighting about.
谁要在主耶稣的左边、右边
？And who will be on the left side and the right side of Jesus?
就是谁要做宰相啊
？And that means who is going to be the prime
minister? 他们还在想主耶稣是做国王呢
？And they were thinking about that Lord Jesus will be king.
哎，那时候很多人都这样想。
And a lot of people, many people feel this way.
有这种想法的人呢、啊？主耶稣被钉十字架以后就散掉了，因为主耶稣死掉，还做什么国王、啊、
？And many people who had this thought dispersed after the death of Christ.
他们不晓得主耶稣建立的国度不在地面呢、啊。
And they didn't understand that the kingdom that Jesus wants to build is not on this world.
所有的人类都是这样想啊。
But the whole mankind thought of it like this.
没有一个人了解、啊、
And nobody can really comprehend.
主耶稣被审判的时候
And when Jesus was being judged.
哎，罗马的那个总督比拉多问他。
And the official Pilate of Roman asked Jesus.
啊，那个是总督了哈 ，governor.
He was actually the governor.
哎，要判他可以判他死刑的。
And he can be condemned to death.
他有权利了、哦、
And he has the authority.
他对主耶稣怎么讲
？And what did he say to Jesus?
你是犹太人的王吗
？Are you the king of Jews?
耶稣回答说
，And Jesus replied.
是你自己讲的还是听别人讲的
is this from you or did you hear this from somebody else?、
他说我不是犹太人呐、啊，是你们的祭司长把你交过来的。你到底做了什么事？
And he says, I am not Jewish, and you were passed over from the priest, and what have you really done?
那个国王，那个总督啊，的意思是这样子的。
And the governor really had this thought.
你是王，怎么会被我抓来了？
And if you're the king, how come you're captured by me?
你的国在哪里？
And where's your kingdom?
你的百姓在哪里？
Where's your people?
你的军队在哪里？
Where's your army?
这个、意思是这样的、啊、
And that was the actual meaning.
哎，那个总督在嘲笑主耶稣了。
And so the governor was laughing at Jesus.
你不是王吗
？Aren't you the king?
哎，你怎么被我抓来了
？And how come you were arrested by me?
哎，主耶稣这样是十八章的三十六节这样讲。
And
约翰福音啊。
On John chapter 18 verse 30 stated.
我念就好。
And I will read this.
我的国不属于这个世界。
And my kingdom does not belong to this world.
我的国若属于这个世界，我的臣仆必为我征战。
And if my world, my kingdom belongs to the world, my city would not be fighting for me.
我不会被你抓来的啦。
And I would not be captured by you.
但是我的国不属于这个世界。
By my kingdom does not belong to this world.
这个总督啊，听得糊里糊涂的。
And so the governor was a little puzzled.
哎，就问他，你真的是王吗？
And so he asked him, "Are you really the king?"
你是哪一国的王啊
which king? From what country are you?
我怎么听不懂啊？你的国不在这个世界。
And how come I don't understand this? Your kingdom does not belong to this world.
主耶稣回答说。
And so Jesus answered,
我是王。
I am the king.
我是为了做王来到世界的。
And because I wanted to be king, I came to this world.
特别为了真理做见证。
And I want to testify on behalf of the truth.
属我的人是谁呢？
And those that belongs to me are who?
我的国度里面的老百姓是谁呢？
And who are the people that belongs to my kingdom?
属于真理的人啊。
And that belongs to the truth.
能够听从信从真理的人就是我的百姓啊。
And whoever that could believe and obey the truth will be my people.
那个人当然听不懂啊。
And of course the governor would not understand this.
什么叫做真理啊？他就讲了。
What is the truth?
因为地面上没有真理啊。
And because on this earth there's no truth.
那个是相对的东西啊。
And because this is relative.
没有一个绝对的真理啊。
And there's nothing absolute.
哎，当然这个王啊，只是代表那个不是在，当然这个总督只是代表世界上所有的人呐。
And of course the governor represents the people on the world.
哎， 这个人不认识耶稣啊。
And but the people did not know Jesus.
不知道主耶稣在建立一个属灵的王、
And、
属灵的国度。
They don't know that Jesus is building a spiritual kingdom.
而且这个属灵的国度没有疆界的。
And this spiritual kingdom is without boundaries.
2000年以后，主耶稣死。十字架过世以后两千年，今天
，and 2,000 years later after Jesus has died on the cross today，
我们就看得很出来
，and we can see this。
主耶稣的信耶稣的人到处都是、啊、
，and there are many believers of Lord Jesus。
没有一个疆界的
，and it's without boundaries。
那个国度是永远的
，and the kingdom has basically forever、
嗯。地面上的国度啊。大概是维持到400年或500年了。
And the kingdom that's established on the world lasts about 400 to 500 years.
你去查考历史看看，人类的历史。
And if you do some research on history,
大概是500年。
It's usually around 500 years.
以色列国也是到500年就完了。
And so is the kingdom of Israel lasted about 500 years.
中国的清朝也是三四百年就完了。
And the Qing dynasty in China lasts about 500 years.
每一个国家兴起，然后四五百年又没落。
And a kingdom will be established, and then about 500 years later, it would perish.
主耶稣的国度不会没落。
And God's kingdom would not perish.
继续传下去。
And it would continue to spread the gospel.
我们中国人根本不是犹太人，怎么会信这个圣经呢？
And we are Chinese, we're not Jewish, and how come we believe in the Bible?
你怎么会相信耶稣基督呢？
Why would you come to believe Jesus Christ?
根本想都都没有想过。
Is this something that you would never think about?
因为这是神的国度。
Because this is the kingdom of God.
有一次主耶稣，有他的人问主耶稣，你的国在哪里？
And one time there was a question that was posed to Jesus, where is your kingdom?
主耶稣说，你的国不是在那里，在这里，看得到的。
And Jesus says that my kingdom is not here or there that could be seen.
我的国在你的心里面啊。
And my kingdom is in your heart.
在你们当中啊。
It's among you.
这是超过国界了。
And this surpasses all boundaries.
我们不必要有形的护照啊。
And we don't need to have a physical passport.
你是属神的人。有一个圣灵盖下去啊，是就好了。
And you belong to God, and you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. This is good enough.
两千年前是这样。
And 2,000 years ago is this.
今天也是这样。
It's the same way today.
将来也是一样的。
And it's going to be this way in the future.
因为这个神讲的话不会变的。
Because this was spoken by God, it would never change.
所讲的那个大卫的后裔就是基督啊，耶稣啊。
And so the sentence that was described up.The descendants of David is talking about Jesus.
主耶稣只传福音三年多而已啊。
And Jesus only preached for 3 years.
没有一个历史里面没有一个人比他影响人类更大的。
And there's not a more influential person in all of history.
今天这本圣经，所有的人类都翻成，不管什么文字都大，应该都大概都翻。
And the Bible was translated to every language you can imagine.
那一些不相干的人看了圣经会掉眼泪，会感动，会为主耶稣而活。
And people that's not related to religion will read the Bible and shed tears and will live for the Lord.
为什么？
And why?
因为主耶稣的属灵的国度啊。
And because this is the spiritual kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ.
那对我们今天来讲有什么关系呢？
And so what does that have relevance to us today?
主耶稣已经升到天上了。
And Lord Jesus Christ was ascended to heaven.
虽然他被人钉死在十字架，
although he was nailed on a cross and died,
被当时的人认为罪恶的人啊，罪人要遭那个罪人类最残酷的死刑，十字架，当时的最残酷的死刑。
And the way of crucifixion was one of the most cruel and unusual punishment back then.
当时的人做这件事情，主要就是要把主耶稣消灭掉啊。
And the people that committed this act wanted to destroy Jesus.
如果是一般的人呐、啊、
，And if this is a normal people,
当然就没有这件事情了、啊。
And something like this would never happen.
但是神告诉，圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible has told us.
主耶稣降到最低。
And Jesus was lowered to the lowest part.
有一个目的。
And there's a purpose.
神要把他提到最高。
And God wanted to elevate him to the highest point.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
好，我们从第六节读起好了，到十一节。
And let's read from verse 6 to 11.
这个讲主耶稣啦，他就是主耶稣，本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。第七节
，Verse 7，
反倒虚己，取得奴仆的形象，成为人的人的样式。第八节
，Verse 8，
既有人的样式，就自己卑微顺服，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这是我们所晓得的，主耶稣在十字架上救的救恩。
And we know about this because the salvation on the cross.
重要是第九节到十一节。
The important verses is from verse 9 to 11.
所以啊，因为他降到最低，所以有这个结果啊。这个是所以，这是这个意思。所以神将他升到至高，又赐给他那超万民以上的名。
And so therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him to the name that's above every name. This is after that he was brought to the lowest point of his life.
有这个原因，所以才有这个结果。
And because of this reason, that's why there's this conclusion.
这是神经里面的属灵的道理。
And this is a spiritual knowledge in the Bible.
我们人如果自卑，所以神就把你提高。
And if as men, if we humble ourselves,We will exalt it to the highest point by God.
如果你提高，神就把你降低。
And if you want to exalt yourself, you will be lowered by God.
主耶稣自己做榜样。
And Jesus here was an example.
主耶稣要升天以前跟他的门徒讲。
And before Jesus resurrected, ascended to heaven, that he told his disciple.
所有的权柄，天上地下，看得见看不见的，全部都给我。
And all the things on earth, the things that could be seen, and the things that can't be unseen, has been given authority to me.
这里讲赐给他超乎万民以上的名。
And over here it says that gave him the name that's above every name.
什么意思啊？
And what does that mean?
耶稣就是最崇高的名啊。
And Jesus is the highest name.
耶稣就是神的名。
And Jesus is the name of God.
主耶稣钉死十字架，把耶稣的名提到最高了。
And Jesus was nailed dead on the cross, and so Jesus' name was exalted to the highest place.
结果是什么？
And what was the conclusion?
第十节
，verse ten，
叫一切在天上的、地下的、地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝啊。
And that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
宇宙万物，不管你信神不信神的，全部要下拜。
And everyone in the universe, whether you believe in God or not, you will kneel down to Jesus.
主耶稣被提到最高了。
And Jesus was exalted to the highest place.
他是万王之王，万主之主啊。
And he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
要杀死那些。
And he will come and kill his opposition.
那个就是主耶稣再来的审判。
And this will be the second coming and judgment of Jesus.
十一节。
And verse 11.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God and the Father.
主耶稣是我们的主宰。
And Lord Jesus is our creator, the Lord.
我们要归所有荣耀与父神。
And that all the glory of the God will be given to the Father.
主耶稣被钉十字架的时候挂了一个名字。
And when Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross, he had a title.
那个审判他的比拉多，罗马的总督啊，比拉多写上去，犹太人的王。
And so the Roman governorPilate wrote the King of Jews.
是什么意思？
What does it mean?
他不但是用这个希伯来文写，而且用罗马文写，而且用希腊文写。
And not only was this written in Rome, in Romans word, and also Hebrew and also Latin.
这三个是三个代表。
And these are the three significant language.
宗教上
was used.
从宗教上
，and from a religion point of view，
就是犹太人，犹太化啊，希腊希伯来化
，and Jews will be Jewish and Hebrews will be Hebrews。
为什么用希伯来文写？就是从宗教上来看。
And why was it written in Hebrews? This is from a religious point of view。
为什么从罗马字文写呢
？And why would they write that in Romans?
用政治上来看。
And this is from a political point of view.
为什么用希腊文写呢？
And why was it used in Latin?
因为是希腊是文化，是文化上来看。
And because Latin is considered the state of culture.
他是万王之王。
And he is the king of kings.
犹太人的王。
And he is the king of Jews.
犹太人是指神的选民。
And Jews are considered the chosen people of God.
那些祭司长定他的祭司长说不要写。这样子写了，要说啊，主耶稣自己讲他是犹太人的王。
And all the leader of the priests said that do not write this. Actually, we want Jesus to say that himself.
那要写上，要把那个牌子写说主耶稣讲自己是属于犹太人的王。
The leader of the priests actually wanted a sign to be made that Jesus declared himself the King of Jews.
但比拉多总督没有这样写。
But the Pilate did not do it this way.
犹太人的王。
And he was the king of Jews.
他承认主耶稣是犹太人的王。
And he admitted that Jesus was the king of Jews.
这是一个很奥秘的事啊。
And this is something that's very mysterious.
连主耶稣被钉死的那个号名号都说他是王啊，万王之王。
And even the name when Jesus was nailed, would call him the king of kings.
因为神已经提到要最高了。
And because God will exalt him to the highest places.
那神提把主耶稣提到最高，跟我们有什么关系？
And what does that have to do with us by God bringing him to the highest place?
跟我们有绝对的关系。
And of course, this has a direct relationship with us.
我们最后来看几节圣经哈，在启示录第五章。
And lastly, let's turn to a few verses in Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5,
第九节,
verse 9.
第五章第九节,
Revelation chapter 5, verse 9.
这是将来天国的景象,
and this is a scenery from heaven in the future.
羔羊就是耶稣基督,
and the lamp will be Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣做祭物被我们献上,
and because he was sacrificed as an offering.
那些被在天国的人这样唱歌。
And people in heaven are singing.
颂赞主耶稣。
They were praising Lord Jesus.
启示录五章第九节、第十节。
And Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 and 10.
他们唱新歌说：“你配得拿着书卷，揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来。”叫他们归于神。第十节。
Verse 10.
最重要是第十节。
And this is a very important verse.
叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。他们就是那些被神买来的人。
And them are referring to the people that was bought by God.
主耶稣用宝血把我们买回来了。
And that God has used his own precious blood to buy them.
然后我们就归神了。
And then,they will be belonging to God.
中文讲成为他的国民。
And in Chinese, it says that they will be the people of his nation.
英文怎么讲？
You have made them to be the kingdom.
英文讲国度。
And in English version, it's kingdom.
有的英文讲国王。
And some of the other versions would say that kings.
因为最后一句话在地上执掌。
And they will reign on the earth.
属神的人要在地上执掌王权。
Those that belong to God will reign on the earth.
不是真正的国托国王啊。
And they are not actually real kings.
但是你有国王的权柄。
But you have the authority to act as a king.
这个中文讲国民。
And the Chinese version saying that.
原文是讲国度。
And the original scripture saying the kingdom,
或者是国王,
or the king.
我们都是国王,
we are all kings.
我们神给我们权柄,
because we have the authority from God.
我们有什么权柄啊?
And what authorities do we have?
难道别人要, 我们可以抽别人的税吗?
And can we tax other people? I don't think so.
不是那个国王,
and it's not the same king.
我们是有属灵的权柄,
and we have the spiritual authorities.
我们可以赦罪。
And we could forgive sins.
我们可以绑罪。
And we could condemn sins.
是很大的权柄。
And this is a big authority.
别人能不能够上天国地狱，我们有很有关系啊。
And whether somebody could go to, whether somebody would be going to heaven or hell, we have direct relation. We're directly related.
我们传福音。
When we preach the gospel,
是一个剑啊，两刃两边都很利的剑。
And it's like a double-edged sword.
人得到信我们的福音。
And man will receive the gospel from us.
他就得到永生。
And they will regain eternal life.
他如果拒绝这个福音。
And if they refuse the gospel,
他就被定罪。
They will be condemned.
我们在地上执掌完全啊。
And we have the authority to act as power in the world.
哦，好像国王一样。
And this is the same as kings.
我们也是那个权柄啊，权柄啊。
We have the authority and power to do that.
因为主耶稣已经万王之王了。
Because Jesus is the King of Kings.
主耶稣给我们那个属灵的权柄。
And we have that spiritual authority.
我们是他的国度，神的国度。
And we are His kingdom, God's
kingdom. 什么意思啊？国度是什么意思啊？
And what does it mean to be God's kingdom?
国度就是你能够，神的国度就是神，以神为王的地方。
And God's kingdom is something that you would treat God as king.
你会荣耀神的地方啊。
And somewhere that you glorify king.
你知道,
you would glorify God.
我们信主的人，你知道一件事吗？
And do you know something as believers?
我是神的国度啊。
And I am the kingdom of God.
我到哪里去，神的国度就到哪里。
Wherever I go, God's kingdom will follow.
因为神会得到荣耀。
Because God will be glorified.
我们如果是他的国度，人家一看，哦，这是神的国度，哇，这个这么好。
And if we're God, kingdom of God, and other people will see that, and they will say, this is truly wonderful.
所以他们就会荣耀神啊。
So they will glorify God.
你我有没有成为神的国度？
And have you and I become the kingdom of God?
你到了一个地方去。
And once you arrived at a
place, 那里地方的人会不会荣耀神呢？
And would the local people glorify God because of you?
或者是你成为咒诅神呢？
Or they will curse God because of you.
因为我们在那里。
Because we are there.
我们神得荣耀呢，或是神得亵渎呢？
And will God be will receive curse or will receive glory?
当然，神的国度要神的得荣耀啊。
And of course, you want to God's name to be glorified in His kingdom.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
十六节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16.
我们怎么样成为神的国度呢？
And how can we become the kingdom of God?
我们怎么知道我们是神的国度呢？
How do we know that we are the kingdom of God?
十六节，五章十六节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16.
你们的光也当这样照在人的前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归于你们在天上的父啊。
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that may they see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
我们今天讲耶稣基督是大卫。
And we talked about today, Lord Jesus Christ is the descendant of David. He will reign as king. And he became king. And he is already king. And he has bought people that's related to him, and they all became kings.
哪一种人呢，可以做王呢？
And what kind of people can be kings?
有好行为的人呢？
People with good deeds.
这给我们很大的警慎。
And this is something that's very that we have to be watchful.
你在你的工作场所，
and at your working place.
你在你的朋友当中，
among your friends.
你能不能够荣耀神啊？
Can you glorify God?
或者从来就不知没有人知道你是基督徒。
Or in fact that nobody ever know that you're a Christian.
人家做不好事，你也跟着做。
And if people do bad things, you'll follow suit.
人家看不到你的好行为啊。
And nobody could see your good deeds.
我当然不能够荣耀神啊。
And of course, we cannot glorify God this way.
但是如果我们在那里不一样。
But if we're over there, we're different.
你跟他们都是好朋友。
And you have many good friends.
但是他知道你们不一样。
But they know that you are different than they are.
他们做的不好的事，你不会去做。
Any bad things they've do, you would not follow suit.
你表现出来基督徒的样式。
And you have an appearance of a true Christian.
他们会额外的相看，你是谁啊？
And they will be amazed and very, and think that, who are you?
你就告诉他。
So you have to tell them.
我是属神的啦。
I belong to God.
像约瑟一样。
Just like Joseph.
我怎能够做这个大恶得罪神呢？
How can I do this evil to sin against God?
因为我是神的国民啊。
Because I am the people of in God's kingdom.
我的行为是光明的。
And my actions are under the light.
这就是 成为神的国度了。
And this is what it means to become the kingdom of God.
约翰福音13章。
John chapter 13.
主耶稣说，跟他的门徒讲，我是给你们最后一条新命令。
And Jesus has told the disciple that I will give you a new life.
New commandment.
New commandment.
约翰福音13章34节35节。
John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35.
34节。
34.
我是给你们一条新命令，就乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们要怎样相爱。35节。
35.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此就看出你们是我的门徒了。主耶稣在这里面告诉我们。
And Jesus has told us here.
别人怎么知道我们是基督徒？
And how would other people know that we're Christians?
我们自己的弟兄姊妹要彼此相爱。
And all of the brothers and sisters must love one another.
怎么样相爱法？
How to love one another?
主耶稣怎么爱我，我就怎么爱弟兄姊妹。
How did Jesus love me? I will love my brothers and sisters.
我们知道主耶稣怎么爱我们吗？
And how do we know how Jesus loved us?
主耶稣怎么爱我们？
How does Jesus love us?
主耶稣是神。
Jesus is God.
他成为人。
He became man.
成为被人认为是罪人。
And he was considered a sinner.
钉死在十字架。
He was nailed dead on a cross.
为我的罪钉死在十字架。
And for my sins, he was nailed dead on a cross.
这就是主耶稣爱我。
And this is how Jesus loved us.
求主耶稣圣灵带领我们，让我明白这个主耶稣这种爱啊。
And let's hope that Holy Spirit will guide us to let us truly understand the great love of Jesus.
我们如果知道主耶稣这样子爱我们，
and if we know that Jesus loved us so,
因为我们被主耶稣先爱了，
and because we were loved by Jesus,
所以我们就会用主耶稣的爱爱别人。
So we have to use the same love from Jesus to love another,
所以今天呢，
someone else.
今天我们要想一想。
So we have to think about this today.
为什么我不能够像主耶稣一样爱弟兄姊妹呢？
Why can't I love brothers and sisters the same way that Jesus has loved me?
很可能啊，我从来没有体验过主耶稣为我钉十字架上的爱。
And it's possible I never fully experienced the love that Jesus was nailed on the cross for us.
哎，这很简单啊。
This is very simple.
那个小孩子。
Little children.
父母如果爱他的话，
if the parents loved them,
哎，虽然管教他，爱他，
and then they would punish them, and then they loved them.
哎，他长大一定会成为一个爱他孩子的人呐。
And if he grows up, he will be somebody that loved their children.
哎，因为他被人家爱过。
Because he was once loved.
如果这个孩子从小父母就虐待他。
And if this child was abused by the parents early on and neglected them.
甚至父母也离婚了。
Or the parent was divorced.
哎，那他长大以后。
And when he grows up.
他怎么爱他的孩子呢？
How will he know how to love his children?
他不可能的。
It's impossible.
因为他从来没有接受过爱。
Because he never received true love.
一样的道理啊。
This is the same principle.
求神给圣灵顶，让我们体会。
Let's ask the Lord to have Holy Spirit to let us experience this.
基督的爱。
The love of Christ.
所以主耶稣要他们门徒说。
So Jesus wanted the disciples,
怎么爱人呢?
The disciples and how to love others.
你们怎么彼此相爱?
And how do you love one another?
像我爱你一样。
Just like how I loved you.
哎呀，感谢神啊。
And thank God.
我们明白了这些事情啊。
And once we understand this,
我们要做国王。
We will be kings.
我们是神的国度。
We are the kingdom of God.
哎，我们让人家了解我们有好行为。
And we have to let others understand that we have good deeds.
我们有基督的爱。
We have the love of Christ.
用基督的爱爱人家。
And we have to use the love of Christ to love others.
人家没有看到耶稣。
And others have not seen Jesus.
人家没有看到我们拜的神。
Others have not seen the God that you worship.
但是从我们的作为。
But from our actions.
他们看到了神，
they will see God.
他们看到我们是不一样的，
and they will see that we are different.
我们不必拿枪拿刀，
we don't have to take a gun or a knife.
我们不必用金钱，
we don't have to use money.
我们用基督的爱，
we use the love of Christ.
这就是基督啊，大卫的后裔基督必作宝座的对的真理啊。
And this is the truth regarding Christ, David's descendants raised up to sit on his throne.
主耶稣怎么坐到宝座上？
And how the Lord Jesus came on the throne?
他没有用其他的东西。
He did not use any other things.
他用他的爱。
He used his love.
征服了所有的人啊。
And he conquered everyone.
哎，这是一个很宝贵 很奥秘的道理。
And this is a very precious and mysterious truth.
哎，愿神带领我们。
And may God guide us.
哎，让这个道理啊，能够在我们的深深的印在我们的心上。
And that we could be fully impacted by this truth.
他不但是死里复活，再胜死。
Not only did he rise from the dead.
哎，让我们也死里复活。
And then we are also rise from the dead.
他同时是高高的坐在宝座上，万王之王。
He was exalted to the highest throne.
真心跟随他的人也将来要做王。
And he was the king of kings, and whoever follows him will be kings later on.
在地上执掌属灵的权柄。
And they would have authority on this world.
求神带领我们。
And may God guide us.
我想我们时间就差不多了，我们就一起来祷告。
And I think time's up, so let's just all kneel down and pray.
感谢神啊，让我们借着圣经的话。
And thank God that we're able to use the words in the Bible to be edified.
神的话实在太奥秘了。
And God's words is truly mysterious.
如果我们有这个心,
if we have the heart,
神会一直的来跟我们启示。
And God will continue to reveal to us,
坚定我们的信仰,
to affirm our faith,
从心里面出来的。
And it's something from inside.
我们圣经上所有的应许祝福就会临到我们的身上。
And all the promised and blessings from the Bible will come down on us. Let's all kneel down and pray.